from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. All 67 people on board an American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter that crashed midair over the Potomac River in D.C. are believed dead. That is the word from authorities who are scrutinizing the actions of the military pilot after the country's deadliest aviation disaster in almost a quarter century. Now, as the investigation gets underway, attention turns to the victims and their families, many of them members of the U.S. Figure Skating Association. One grieving father in Northern Virginia lost his wife and daughter in the crash. 12-year-old Brielle and her mother, Justina Beyer, were on the plane returning from figure skating events in Kansas. Andrew Beyer now left with their 6-year-old son.
I missed them. They were gone for 6 days before this happened. And, you know, I really missed them. I lived my life for my family. Figure skating at that level, it's a lifestyle. It's a full family commitment. It takes a lot.
Brielle beat cancer as a toddler and went on to become a competitive figure skater and the Skating Club of Northern Virginia. Meantime, the Philadelphia Skating Club and Humane Society in a Facebook post says members were on board but did not identify them. The North Jersey Figure Skating Club also issuing a statement about the terrible loss but did not indicate any members were on board. Divers have found the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from the passenger plane. A preliminary FAA report reveals that staffing at the air traffic control tower was not normal during the mid-air collision. Multiple reports cite a source saying staffing was not normal for the amount of air traffic and the time of day. Typically, the tower has one controller focusing on the helicopter traffic and another checks both airplane and chopper activity. A Mercer County couple with ties to law enforcement are accused of creating adult videos in front of their children.
Brian DiBiase, a Hamilton police officer, and his wife Elizabeth, an employee with the Mercer County Sheriff's Office, were arrested Wednesday at their home in Hamilton after officials say the social media platform Kik notified the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that 36 images of newly produced or homemade content of child sexual abuse material had been uploaded. The IP address was tracked back to the DiBiase home on Marlin Pond Road, according to the affidavit of probable cause filed by the investigators. The uploaded images included the couple having sex in the presence of their children, investigators said. Another image showed one of the children naked, according to officials. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
For the next hour or two, we're still on the lookout for areas of wintry mix or freezing rain in North Jersey, where temperatures are very close to that freezing mark. South of Interstate 78, even south of 80, it's just rain. It is going to be a pretty wet, inclement day for us with periods of rain. Steadiest, heaviest rain will kick in mid-afternoon and total rainfall reaching a half inch to an inch. High temperatures today, 40 to 50 north to south. Rain will not wrap up until after midnight tonight, and then temperatures drop into the 30s, sunny, breezy, and upper 30s tomorrow. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Belvedere, 32 degrees. It's 38 in Old Bridge, Burlington, 39. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.